On the fly at the Fun Fly Zone, and it is fantastic down here. Tim Bogenhagen, thanks for having us. Let's get back to the balloons. During the break, I was asking about the sensation when you're in the basket. And just describe to the listeners what that sensation in the basket is for those of us who may have a fear of heights or a fear of falling.
There is, there's quite a large segment of the population that does have a little bit of anxiety with aviation, with elevators even, et cetera. And truthfully, in hot air ballooning, it's so gentle that, the sensations aren't the same. The sensation of movement is very limited. As soon as you come up to the same speed as the wind, you lose all sensation of motion. The only way you can tell you're moving is to look at the ground and correlate your movement like that. But truthfully, you don't even feel it. Altitude changes are very subtle. There's no real sensation of either climbing or falling. You're just floating is the term that we like to use a lot. You're just floating in the atmosphere. We just kind of go with the flow.
Go with the flow.
That's
I like
exactly
that.
Sounds what we
like
do.
Fun and relaxation.
That's precisely
to me. Go
what
with the
we
flow.
Do. It is a flow in the atmosphere, and that's how we get around.
So I know you got a special plane. What's your special balloon?
Yeah, I also have two balloons. One is my standard round shaped Lindstrand balloon. It's a 90,000 cubic foot balloon. I also have the world's largest rubber ducky. There are some people out there that represent themselves as having the world's largest rubber ducky, but in reality, this is the world's largest rubber ducky as witnessed by the Guinness Book of World Records. So this is also, it's an amazing little special shape. Hopefully she'll be here on Saturday with us. There's another pilot flying it for me. I'm getting a little gray around the edges on my hair here and not as physically able as I used to be.
Is it demanding to fly rubber ducky?
It's not the flying of it. It's the assembling and the and recovery of the aircraft. It does take a lot more effort. It really does. When I was younger, it was, I could still do it with a crew of two or three additional people, but today, the spirit's willing, but the body just doesn't do what you want it to like it used to. So, but yeah, we still get a thrill out of flying the rubber ducky. It's a good toy.
6 a.m. on Saturday morning here.
6 a.m. Saturday morning, right on the flight line, right out here where the helicopters are playing now. Yep.
Right on the ultralight runway. So what's going on right now in front of us, Tim, is a lot of these helicopters are flying. And what are the times that how is this organized? Tim?
Yeah, so the Fun Fly Zone is really shared. We've already talked to a couple different types of aviation in the Fun Fly Zone, and we only got one runway, so we got to share the air, basically. So the helicopters and the gyroplanes fly from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 in the afternoon every day.
Every day. Okay.
Yep. So we have with us their area chairman, Jeff Downey. Jeff is the man who organizes all the volunteers who help enable the helicopter and gyroplane operation to take place. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Very good today, Tim. Very good. We have a record year for attendance of aircraft.
Okay.
We're over the 51, which was our maximum. I believe we're at 54, 55 aircraft.
54, 55 rotorcraft.
Rotorcraft.
Wow, congratulations.
Wow, that's good.
Helicopters now, and auto gyros.
And I see it's a mixture of certified and uncertified rotorcraft.
We do get some certified. Yes, we get a little bit of everything. We get from turbine, we get piston engine, all sizes, shapes, single passenger, two passenger.
They're so cool to watch. I think over there, that's a Mosquito. There's a single place.
Yes.
Helicopter and correct me if I'm wrong. That has a couple of different engine options, right, Jeff?
You bet. You can actually
put a turbine in there.
Absolutely.
I think we saw one fly a little earlier.
Absolutely.
And we heard it starting up. We're looking around. So where's the jet?
It sounded good, didn't it? Yeah, it really had a good sound to it.
There's no jet here.
There's no jet here.
There's a helicopter. It's a tank engine, right? Is that of a tank? Is that of a tank? The engine, the turbine engine from a tank is what I've heard.
I don't know the origin. A lot of them are used for starters, the turbine engines. A lot of them come from, they're the starter engine for the big ones. We also have a helicycle, it's called. That has a turbine. That's here flying.
Oh,
he's
that's
a past
what we
grand
saw
champion.
Flying. Oh, okay. But they're,
mm-hmm. So what are the different types of helicopters and gyroplanes that we got out here? What are the names and makes and models of these?
Well, we have a Safaris. They've been coming to EAA for 30 years, Tim.
Is that a home built?
That is a home built. That has a light homing, one at 180 horse, or 360.
Is that the one that looks like Bell 47, kind of what they had in that show MASH?
You bet.
It used to be like the baby Bell, they called it?
Once. Yes, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Super view in that one. We have Rotorway, and by the way, it's their 50th anniversary.
Wow,
this
50th year.
Congratulations
50th anniversary.
To Rotorway.
We're very awesome. Proud. We're going to have six of them doing an air show routine at 429.
Okay, yep. In the regular air show.
On the main runway in okay. the regular air show. We have six of them. So that's a very, we're looking very much forward to, you know, it's iconic. It's going to be something
that's
different.
Be neat to see,
very
yeah.
different.
Six Rotorway helicopters during the air show at 420. That'll be great.
Yep. And
so what about this mosquito mm-hmm. helicopter? That's always fascinated me because wasn't that originally designed as an ultralight?
Yes, it was. And I believe they still produce the ultralight version of it. It doesn't have a cabin on it, of course. You sit out in the open.
Somehow that doesn't seem like a good idea, teaching yourself how to fly a helicopter.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a really bad idea.
No, we always advise take lessons.
Yeah.
Yes.
Please.
And, we have quite a different make and models of gyroplanes, as Tim was mentioning earlier.
Yep, yep.
So how is a gyroplane different from a helicopter?
A gyroplane is always in auto rotation. A helicopter has to get there. If the engine quits, he has to go into auto rotation. And the way to look at it is, the gyroplane, the wind going up through the rotor blades, powers the rotor blades. They have a little, usually a cable, like we could say it's a giant speedometer cable that goes mm-hmm. up, that helps gets it started, and then when it goes down the runway, it picks up speed. So it's always in auto rotation, it has a pusher prop. Now they can land in 0 to 10 feet, the gyroplanes, they need a little bit of runway to take off.
Yeah, so they don't have the vertical capability of a helicopter.
That's right. They're not the magic carpet, sort of put it. So,
right. Well, I love helicopters. I think the rotorcraft portion of the Fun Fly Zone is getting bigger every year, it seems
it
to
is.
Me.
It is. We have Safari came out this year with their new 500 cabin.
Sitting right behind
right
us over
behind
there.
Us.
Very, it looks like a Hughes 500.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yep, it does.
That's brand new this year. Mosquito has they're working on their new Swift. It's in their booth. That's a two-seat. Rotorway has a turbo model, a turbo model, and an RW with a light homing. And the gyros, we have five or six different choices there. So I'd have to say there's plenty of choices, and the numbers, I believe we're on the upswing more.
So Jeff, it used to be, I mean, I've been an aviator for a very, very long time, and it used to be that everyone was like, oh, you know, even certified helicopter pilots flying regular certified helicopters would say, I wouldn't be caught anywhere near an experimental helicopter. Things have come a long ways in the last 10 years, haven't they, safety-wise?
I'll tell you what, we have a super excellent safety record at EAA. We've probably done 24,000 flight operations over here in all the years. And a lot of these people have owned certified and have built home-built helicopters also, a lot of the people over here. But when you sit here and see how many hours they even fly for at EAA, they're you know, they do very well.
So I would imagine that there's I would think that there's a lot of quality control. It's in the interest of these manufacturers to make sure that their pilots are capable of flying the airplane or the aircraft before they do. There's some checks and balances for these helicopters.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like for Mosquito, for instance, I believe they still have the policy. They don't send you the rotor blades until you have a license.
Okay, that's a smart
and,
policy.
But they watch over every buyer, the helicopters, and they. Think about it. Mosquito's been here 20 years. Safari's been here 30 years. And Rotorway, they're doing their 50th anniversary. And I don't know exactly how many years they've been here, but it's their 50th one in business. But they've been here more than Safari, too, I believe. So long history.
Well-established companies then.
Well-established.
And good quality products.
Yep.
So it's a matter of people becoming proficient at flying them to really add to the safety element. Makes a big difference when you get proper training.
Absolutely. Safari's from Marianna, Florida. Mosquito is split between Canada and Florida. And Rotaway is out of Chandler, Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Now, they have a big facility down there.
Big facility out there, you bet. And Safari just moved into a brand new facility. So they grew out of the old one, which is a good sign.
That is good.
Very good sign, you bet. And the autogyros, they come all over. We have Italian ones. We have, you know, some the Apollo Ranger, American Rangers, manufactured in Florida. A lot of choices for autogyros.
Aren't autogyros getting more popular here in the United States? They're kind of migrating from Europe and getting more popular here.
I think they are because they're using the Rotax 9-1200 horse, most of them.
Very proven engine at this point.
And as you notice, they kind of look like a Ferrari now. I mean, they're looking pretty sharp.
Slick looking vehicle.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they are
very
nice
sharp.
Looking. And very good quality, too.
Well, Jeff, I know you're super busy running around keeping things on track here in the rotorcraft area of the Fun Fly Zone. So thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you very much for asking.
Talking helicopters a little bit with us because it's
come
a big
down
part
anytime.
Of what's happening down
Tim
here.
Tim takes care of us down here, does an excellent job, and you're always welcome to come out on that runway and take a close look.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff. Jaymon G. Well, Tim, you know, it's another Fun Fly Zone year ticked off here.
That's great. Yeah, this hour just flew by, too.
It just flew by. Well, I mean, we're talking about such fun stuff.
Oh,
I mean, that's the thing, you know, that you get up there and there's the warbirds and, you know, but you come down here and you know, they're flying and there's activity and, you know, everyone's having a good time. There's food, there's drink. It's a great area of Oshkosh, of Air Venture. It's fantastic. Jaymon G, that wraps up the hour. Tim, thanks so much for co-hosting with me.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
We look forward to seeing you next year. Jaymon G signing off. You're listening to EAA Radio.